we was leaving Master's house. He been good to us. He feed us on Saturday, clothed us on Sunday, and then beat us on Monday. Or was it Tuesday? I don't know.
Jasper, I said, won't you go? I was a house nigga, Jasper.
What?
Jasper, don't you want freedom? We going to Promised Land. The Promised Land.
Promised Land? Cleveland?
No, Jasper.
Baltimore?
No, Jasper, the Promised Land.
Oh, the Promised Land. Minnesota?
Black Almighty Triple X Sam coming to you live and direct from MagnaCity.com.
Check 1-2, Fat Mac Almighty, Triple XL, live and direct from MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, my blogspot/podcast. And we gonna get a highfalutin today, not being, should I say, down to earth, so to speak. We gonna elevate it a little bit. Or should I say, you know, we're going to reach a middle ground with this one and shit, because I'm kind of lowbrow with how I manifest things. You know, it's like I have this ability, or should I say I just have this situation with people where either you really dig what I'm doing or you don't, you know what I mean? I like to interject a lot of intelligence into the show, and I can get lowbrow at times. And once again, I like to apologize for the four-letter word superlatives I will be using on the show. It is horrible. It is horrendous. I know it is. I just can't seem to stop, because I do my best work when I'm flowing, and the only way I can flow is if I can interject a curse word or two every now and then. So yes, if you are faint of heart and if you get thoroughly disgusted with an individual who can't seem to stop cursing, then you will not like my show. And I do not blame you, because I hate it when other people do it. I do. I hate when other people curse for no apparent reason, just other than to be cursing. And then I get on my show and I do exactly what I hate other people doing. I know what it is. I've explained this before. Basically, it's just my mouth is running too fast and my brain cannot necessarily keep up with my mouth. So in order to try and pause, you know, my brain has to interject a curse word to try and figure out the whole course or the direction of the conversation I'm going. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's like I'm talking, I'm spitting, I'm doing real good, and then I have a lapse in, should I say, judgment on what I'm about to say intellectually, and I have to somehow pause. I have to somehow gather my thoughts, and for that split second when I don't know what I'm going to say, I curse. That's what's going on here. So once again, I am sorry. Mm-hmm. All right, now you're saying, okay, what's the gist, man? What's going on today? What's the topic? The topic is, we have an epidemic of niggatry going on. And it's weird, man. It's weird. Me and my man Tony Dreamer, we always speaking on how everything that is not. And everything that is not is. The world as we know it has been dumped on its head. Nothing is making sense. Everything is backwards. Everything, man. You know, to the females we speaking on, to just black folks in general. You know, and we speaking on the black community. That's what we speaking on. We speaking on black women, black men. The whole kit and caboodle, man. That's what we're focused on. That's what we're going to talk about. All right. Now, today's discussion, we're going to talk about the coon epidemic. And it's probably not what you think it is. You know, you probably expected me to talk about cats that have coonish behavior. You know what I mean? Like, well, that's the thing. We're going to try and figure out what in the hell is coonish behavior. And we're going to have to try and figure out who is a coon and who's not a coon. It's not necessarily that I'm really looking for coons. Basically, the gist of this show is pro-black Negroes basically holding themselves up as the paragons of blackness, going around pointing at other people, calling them coons. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're not going to necessarily talk about people who are so-called coons. We're going to talk about the finger pointers. These cocksuckers, man, going around, got the nerve to point fingers at other people, calling other people coons, man. I am seriously sick of this shit. I'm sick of it, man. I can't take it no more. And you gotta, I don't know if you're seeing this in real life, but it is rampant on YouTube, man. It is rampant on YouTube. I swear, if I see one more of these weak-ass niggas, man, running around talking about, you a coon, you a coon, he's a coon, he cooning, man, I'm trying to, and what irritates me about this shit is they're calling people coons who are not coons. They're not coons. Well, can you prove it? Well, basically, I'm going to have to give you an illustration or an example. That's what I'm going to have to do. Like I said, the shit is rampant on YouTube. You're going to have to get on YouTube and check it out. Go to any YouTube channel where you got black folks talking pro-black shit or, you know, historically relevant black stuff. And then every now and then you'll get some dude pointing at somebody else talking about they're a coon or whatever. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to use a person as an example. Because I have to illustrate this. Now, on YouTube, you got this cat named Tommy Sotomayor. Tommy Sotomayor. Okay? He's a black dude. He's not Spanish. Right? He's not Latino. He's just, you know, he's a black cat. You know what I mean? It gets on YouTube and he expresses an opinion about the black community. Alright? That's what he does. That's his shtick. Of course, he's entertaining and he goes off on tangents and he talks a lot of crazy shit sometimes. But he's an entertainer. He's not an idiot. He knows that in order to basically entertain people, in order to inform people, he has to be entertaining at the same time. So, of course, him knowing the mentality of most black people will not respond to shit you saying unless they are fucking entertained. All right? Can we get that out the way? So he says a lot of outlandish shit. Man, I'm trying to tell you. And, you know, some of it may be just for effect. Some of it may be really come from the bottom of his heart. But, yeah, you know, he talks a lot about black women. You know, he calls them hair-headed hooligans. And, I mean, he's really hard on black women, man. He trashes the fuck out of them. And so through this situation where he's, like, being brutally honest, talking about the state of the black community and black women in general. You know, it's kind of like a backlash of like in the 90s where black men were just getting trashed to no end by the establishment and black women. And yeah, he says that he's had enough of it and he's coming out with his guns a-blazing and he's trashing the shit out of black women. He's like, well, you know, you had the black man under the microscope for so long. Well, you know, what about you? What about all these kids that you're having? And what about all this welfare? And what about you sitting up under your white daddy in the government? And he's just going on and on and on, pointing out the disgusting behavior of black women. And of course, black women, they ain't feeling that shit. Right? Even though you wouldn't necessarily know it because his biggest following is a black woman. Imagine that shit. But really, this is the kicker. This is the funny part. Even though he's trashing the fuck out of black women, most of the cats that's really coming up against him, that's really up in arms, are black men. Black men are trying to trash the hell out of Tommy Sotomayor. Okay? And of course, how they do this? They call him a coon because he is bashing black women and he's bashing the black community. All right? It's just fucking amazing. Like I said, we're going to analyze this for a little bit. And this is probably going to be a two-part series. You know, I'm going to do my spiel, and then I'm going to call my boy, Nigga Fucius, and get his spin on it. If y'all want the bells and whistles, if y'all want stuff putting in more historical context, if you want stuff with references and whatnot from books and black nationalistic leaders, that's the man that you really need to listen to, so that we can basically put all of this together in a nice, neat package to basically reinforce our argument. You feeling me? Now, let's look at some of the criticisms of Tommy Sotomayor. A lot of people say, well, you just talking about black women. You ain't talking about white folks and what they do. And white folks do this and white women do the same stuff. And number one, Tommy is not concerned about the white community. He's black and he's basically so-called, you know, living in the black community amongst black folks. So his main focus is to try and get black folks together, not white folks. So why the hell would he critique white women and critique white people? You know, I'm kind of irritated with black folks always throwing, black folks are just sickeningly just want to deflect and not deal with issues, man. All y'all do is whine, bitch, complain, and moan. That's all you do. And when you are forced to look in the mirror at yourself, you're like, well, what about this person? And what about that person? And what about them? We don't give two fucks about what they're doing. They have their shit together. White people have their shit together. White women have their shit together. Tommy is not supposed to be wasting his time critiquing what white women do. Okay? He is focused on what you do in your community with your kids. That's what he's focused on. So you talking about, well, white women do it too, and what about white women, and what about their ratchetness? Please stop it. Stop it. Okay? Now, with these other pro-black niggas, what they're doing, like I said, his biggest detractors are black men. And they're like coming at him and they're talking, you talking bad about the queens of the universe. You can't say that, and you can't say this. Never mind the fact that 90% of what Tommy is saying basically coincides with what these pro-black niggas are saying. You know, and I'm saying, I'm using that term loosely, pro-black niggas, right? Because actually, Tommy is pro-black as well, but they won't put him under that umbrella. They'll call him a coon. You know what I mean? Because, and I'll get to why they're calling him that in a minute. Like I said, it's just ridiculous because 90% of the things that the so-called pro-black niggas are saying and the so-called coon Tommy is saying, they're all in agreement. They're all in agreement. But there's like that little 10% where Tommy loses them. And basically, the big, this is the thing that basically makes him a coon. This is the big enchilada right here. You're listening? This is what makes him a coon. All right. Anybody that does not blame white supremacy for the retarded actions of black people in general, you're going to be labeled a coon. Anybody who does not believe in the victimization of the black man and the black woman, you're going to be a coon. All right? And see, the thing with Tommy is he doesn't deny that racism exists. He doesn't deny that white supremacy exists. His thing is, okay, it exists. Let's move on. Let's get around that. Let's get over that. You know, let's do something about it. But these other pro-black niggas is like, no. See, we can't do this and we can't do that because white supremacy is stopping us. It's stopping us. We can't do it because they're stopping us. They got these programs in place that's stopping us. You know, and I'm like, you know, while you other niggas is talking about it, there's, you know, somebody else in the wings that's actually doing it. You know, like I said, you know, even with me, heaven forbid me using my porn site as an example, but 10 million people told me it would never happen and you can't do it and you don't have the talent and you don't have this and you don't have that and the time is come and gone to actually get in on that hustle. You ain't gonna make no money. And, you know, there's always gonna be negative people, negative detractors telling you you can't do shit, right? But while there's people out there pointing at you saying you can't do it, guess what, nigga? I did it. It's done. And that's the kind of cat Tommy is. You like, well, you're saying I can't do this, you're saying I can't do that. Well, guess what? I'm going to do it. And that's all you need to do. Once again, we're going back to my military where I was talking about my drill sergeant. And once again, this is the most profound life lesson I have ever learned from anybody on this planet, man. When I was at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, going through my basic training, and I was going through hell doing those grass drills, rolling in burrs and cactuses and getting ate up by fire ants. And oh my God, hell on earth. I'm trying to tell you, and there was a mission that I had to do, and I just couldn't get through it, and I couldn't do it because I was just like, man, this sucks. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. My drill sergeant was like, you're going to do it. I'm like, but I can't do it. He was just like, well, let me tell you this. The maximum effective range of any excuse that you have, soldier, is 0 meters. It does not matter what happens to you in life. If you do not succeed, ultimately, it is your fault. It is your fault. So you can blame the cactuses, you can blame the birds, the sticky things and the thorns and the fire ants and the scorpions. You can blame everything that you want to blame under God's heaven and God's green earth, man. But if you don't succeed, it is your fault, son. It is your fault. So choose this day to succeed. Nobody wants to hear about why you couldn't do it. Nobody wants to hear why you couldn't make it. Either make it or don't. Either run with the big dogs or stay the fuck on the porch, man. And that's all Tommy is saying. But, you know, you got these, like I said, so-called pro-black niggas is always, we can't do this and we can't do that. And, you know, you're not talking about white supremacy, and white supremacy is making us do this. And, you know, see, where attention goes, energy flows. Follow me, people. Where attention goes, energy flows. And by you niggas giving all this attention to so-called white supremacy and racism, you're feeding it and you're giving it energy and you give it power over you to ultimately run you, to ultimately basically be the judge, jury, and executioner of your goddamn fate, man. If you don't pay attention to that shit, I'm not saying not to acknowledge it. I'm just saying get over it, go around it, go over it, and do what you gotta do to succeed. And that's all this message is. But anyone who does not feed into the victimization of the black man and the black family and the black nation is them, you're a coon. And I've also seen that, you know, there's a strange little pattern where most people who are really, really just ready to jump on this, you know, pointing fingers, calling other people coon shit, are people who don't have no hustle, man, who don't have no skills, who don't have any sort of manhood about themselves to make shit pop, make shit happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you really think about it, you know, a motherfucker that's got his shit together, he's doing things, he got shit popping. I mean, most cats like this don't have time to be wringing their hands about what they can and what they can't do, about what systems are holding them back. No, they don't ascribe to that theory. They don't ascribe to that philosophy. You know, a true hustler gonna get it any way he can. So you can talk about all the white supremacy you want. You can talk about all the racism you want. But if you's a hustler, you know what I mean? It, like I said, the maximum effective range of any excuse you have not to make it is 0 fucking meters, man. Shit, so that's what I'm saying. Anybody in this day and age who does not subscribe to, I'm a victim, whites won't let me do it, you're automatically a coon. He's a coon. What you mean you're going to do this and you're going to do that? The white man won't let you do it. He won't let me do it. The most idiotic bullshit I've ever heard, man. So, yeah, basically it just seems like this, man. If you don't believe in victimhood, if you don't subscribe to that philosophy, you a coon. If you self-analyze and you know you're really heavy into self-critiquing yourself and your own people, and you're not into like criticizing white people and analyzing white people and what they've done, you know what I'm saying, you're a coon. You know what I'm saying? But if you're the type of cat where you just not buying all the fucking excuses that all these niggas have not to succeed, you're a coon. You know, and especially in the, and they killing me with this shit where they're like, well, Tommy said this and Tommy said that.
Tommy said that he want all black women killed, and he want a whole bunch of army of George Zimmerman's to kill motherfuckers and shit. Now, whether that was from his heart or whether that was just to get some sort of controversy going, to get people to watch his shit, to me, this is irrelevant because, once again, I live in the real world. And the real world says you pay attention to people's actions and not their fucking words. You pay attention to their actions and not their words. As far as I can see from the actions that this man has exemplified on the net, now, he's no angel. He's a manipulator. You know, he's a student of the art of war. You know, I peeped some of his techniques, man. He's real good at what he does. You know what I'm saying? But his actions speak louder than his words. And his actions are positive, and they contradict a lot of the words he's speaking. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying contradict in a bad way. I'm basically saying that, yeah, he gets on there and he talks a lot of shit because he's irritated and he's pissed off at a lot of things that black folks do. And yeah, it's going to come out kind of negative. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, I believe his heart is in the right place because I see what he's doing. And some people may say, well, you know, that's just publicity. That's just propaganda. That's just for effect. Well, if that's true, it's more than what you're doing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You know, you got these niggas around here talking about, well, he's just doing this for exposure and publicity and for propaganda. And I'm like, well, that little so-called publicity stuff that he's doing, that's more than what the fuck you doing. I ain't seen you do shit. I haven't seen you do jack shit for the black community. So if he's going around and he's doing shit just for exposure, for publicity, as a stunt, then fuck it. Bottom line is more than what you're doing. So you can't say shit. You know what I mean? Man, I just... these dudes actually going around just trying to uphold themselves as the pinnacle of blackness and got the nerve to be pointing fingers at somebody. It's weighing on my nerves. It's really grating on my nerves, man. Not to mention the fact that it all feeds into the whole divide and conquer paradigm, which these pro-black niggas are supposed to know quite well. We need to unite. We need to unite. But here they go steadily, just nipping at the heels of this Tommy Sotomayor dude, man. Just nipping at him, just fucking with him, just... You know, all because you disagree with 10-15% of his ideology, because he's really super-duper ultra-hard on black folks, which is what black folks need. No more coddling, no more pampering. Nigga, shit or get off the pot. How long is it gonna take for you to get your shit together? Really? How much babying do you niggas need, man? Fuck. You gotta be calling this dude the coon when in actuality, it's really reversed. You niggas are sanctioning all this pampering and this coddling shit by offering all these excuses about why the black community can't get their shit together. You're the fucking coons. This nigga over here that's not providing any excuses for you to fail, that's the pro-black nigga right there. That's the kind of cat that you need running shit. Because, once again, the maximum effective range of an excuse is 0 meters. The shit will not fly. Ultimately, if you fail or if you succeed, it is because you chose to fail or you chose to succeed. Irregardless of what circumstances stood in your way, you made the decision to make it happen or just lay down and fucking die. Man, how simple is that? How hard is that to conceive? How hard? Oh, you know, you're in a state of war and, you know, there's a big hill that needs to be taken. You got, you know, let's go back to Korea. You know, you got a whole bunch of Koreans up on a hill. They got 50 cows and they got all kind of rocket launchers, all kinds of shit like that. But your superior say, you have to take that hill. What are you going to say to them? Man, they got 50 cows and rocket launchers. I ain't going up there. They don't want to hear that shit. They want you to take that hill. And if it causes you to get your fucking legs blown off, so be it. That's just how it is. But the hill will get took. That's how you win wars. Shit, irregardless, yeah, it's sad that there's going to be some casualties, but ultimately, the hill will get took, and the war will be won. That is the only way you win wars. That is the only way you win battles. No excuses, no pampering, no coddling. Irregardless of what happened 200-300 years ago, fuck it, make it happen. So that's my rant about you so-called bitch-ass pro-black niggas running around pointing at people when in actuality, up is down and down is up. You niggas are the coons, and these cats over here in the so-called coon camp are the in actuality are the pro-black niggas. Anyone who gives you an excuse why you are allowed to fail is the coon. Fat Mac, and I'm out, and I'm out.
Robert Taylor, and I'm a black actor.
I had to learn to play these slave parts, and now you can too, at Hollywood's first black acting school. It teaches you everything. Learn Jive Talk 101.
You motherfucking jive turkey motherfucker.
All right, that's good, that's good. You work, all right, you try it.
You fucking mother's fucking
No, that's wrong. Watch me, man.
Just be cool. Jive, tricky motherfucker!
Good work. That's only the beginning. You too can learn to walk black.
No. No rhythm. Observe.
Yes. You too can be a black street hood. But this class is for dark-skinned blacks only. Light-skinned or yellow blacks don't make good crooks. Here's a student in our dance class.
And it's still a TV. It just happened to be under my coat. I don't know nothing, policewoman. Kojak, Ironside. Yeah, I'm a gang leader. I'm in the Warlords, the Vice Lords, the Onion Head.
Let's talk to a graduate. This is Ricky Taylor. Ricky graduated from my class 3 years ago. Ricky, can you tell us what you've been doing since you've graduated?
Well, Robert, I've played 9 crooks, 4 gang leaders, 2 dope dealers. I played a rapist twice.
Whoa.
That was fun. But currently, I'm filming a prison movie. I play this tough con that tries to fuck this new inmate.
That sounds wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Need I say any more? It's Hollywood's first black acting school. It teaches you everything.
Classes are enrolling now. Learn to play TV pimps, movie muggers, street punks. Courses include Jive Talk 101, Shuffling 200, Epic Slaves 400, Dial 1-800-555-COON.
Black acting school.
Don't try to be cool. Call Hollywood's
first black acting school.
Today.
Winky Dinky Doll.